This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Basketball great Shaquille O'Neal never had a hit like One Pound Fish, but he's no stranger to catchy music videos. Now, though, Shaq is getting into the premium vodka business. In a move the LA Times calls either a stroke of marketing genius or a sign of devastating hubris, the basketball legend is launching a sugar-free, coconut-flavored vodka called Love Shaq. Marketplace's Amy Scott has the story.
Celebrities have a long history of endorsing booze. Here's Orson Welles in 1980.
Parmesan will sell no wine before its time.
These days, the rich and famous are creating their own brands. Justin Timberlake's got a premium tequila. Then there's Mansynth, Marilyn Manson's brand of absinthe. And remember these guys? Last year, the formerly mop-haired boy band Hanson, yeah, they're old enough to drink, announced plans to sell their own India Pale Ale called Hop.
I remember the press release on it. We posted something about it, and that is literally the last I've heard of it.
Jeff Cialetti is editor of Beverage World magazine. For that matter, when was the last time you mixed up a Trumptini with Trump vodka? But some of these brands succeed. Dan Aykroyd's Crystal Head Vodka, the one in the skull-shaped bottles, has done well. So has Ciroc Vodka. It's backed by Sean Diddy Combs. Jeffrey Kleinman with trade magazine BevNet says Diddy is more than just a pretty face.
There's a shift with all kinds of celebrity involvement in brands where they want to be behind the brand more than out front.
Devotion Vodka isn't saying much about Shaq's role in Love Shaq, baby. But the company itself admits it's a tough market. A Devotion rep brought this to my attention. 400 vodka brands are introduced every year, and only a few survive. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.